a period of uncertainty.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. If you watched the State of the Union address last night, you got the president's take on the economy.
At kitchen tables across our country, there is a concern about our economic future.
That's why he's urged quick passage of a $150 billion stimulus plan. The House is already on board. Tomorrow, the Senate begins debate. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
Already, senators are circulating competing proposals to expand the stimulus backed by the House and President Bush.
The temptation will be to load up the bill. That would delay it or derail it, and neither option is acceptable.
Nonetheless, senators like Democrat Ron Wyden are working with Republicans to try and add $5 billion for road resurfacing projects that Wyden says would employ almost 200,000 people.
My sense is that that money will get out to working families more quickly. We'll spend it on goods and services in the United States.
Other add-ons, expanding home heating assistance, unemployment benefits, even extending tax rebates to millionaires. But Democrat Charlie Rangel, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, said ideas like that would widen the chasm between rich and poor and could scuttle the deal. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Wall Street rallied yesterday on the bet we'll see a Fed rate cut tomorrow. The Dow ended up 176 to 12,383. The S&P jumped 23. The NASDAQ was also up 23 points. Stocks in Asia were up in sympathy overnight. Major markets in Europe are each up more than 1%. Today in London, key European leaders are meeting to talk about the turbulent global economy and the unrest in the financial markets. Timing's ironic, given the fraud revealed last week at Societe Generale. Let's bring in European correspondent Stephen Beard. Stephen, what's the big issue?
Well, what they're most concerned about is communication. I mean, what they're apparently going to be calling for is greater transparency and a greater sharing of information so that everyone's on the same page, everyone knows what's happening before major financial crises blow up.
Is there much agreement among these European leaders?
Well, apart from agreeing on greater transparency and greater sharing of information, there are some serious differences. I mean, the French and the Germans want tougher regulations. They are shocked and appalled by what they see as the excesses of the bonus-driven investment banking industry, and they want a crackdown, whereas the Brits are much more nervous about that. Financial services are a much more important part of the UK economy, and the Brits can see what happened in the US after Enron and WorldCom. The Brits feel they benefited from an excessive overreaction by the US, by the Sarbanes-Oxley law, which the Brits feel drove a lot of international business away from New York to London. So they don't, as they see it, want to make the same mistake as the Americans.
Our Stephen Beard in London. Many thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Doug.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with more than 70 national patient organizations to educate and support patients and their families. Online at Medtronic.com. And by Shriners Hospitals for Children, providing treatment for orthopedic, burn, and spinal cord injuries at no cost to the families. More at ShrinersForKids.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The Netherlands is one of the most densely populated countries on the planet and among the most threatened by global warming. Nearly two-thirds of the people there live below sea level. And the ground is kept dry using pumps and dikes, but water levels are rising. Now some Dutch are going with the flow. For this installment of our series Plan B, we're in the town of Maasbommel. Marketplace's Rico Galliano steps aboard an amphibious house.
Property manager Adrie van Ooyen runs a lakeside water recreation area in Maasbommel. It's great for boating and swimming, but it's becoming better known for 46 pastel-colored vacation houses built by the Dutch company Dura Vermeer.
You want to tell me where we're going?
Okay, we're going to the new houses, the houses who can swim.
They're going to swim?
Yes, yes.
In other words, they float. If the Maas River floods, the lakeside houses can rise as high as 18 feet, sliding up and down around iron pillars driven deep into the ground.
It's an experiment to build in an area where the water can go very high, so they are floating. Only some cables for the electricity, the gas, is connected to the land.
An amphibious house is nothing like the tiny houseboats you find on Amsterdam's canals. For one thing, it's got 1,300 square feet of space. This one, owned by a woman named Astrid, has a manicured lawn, a little driveway.
Am I to understand the dog does not like me?
All the comforts of suburbia.
Dog.
And inside, we're talking three bedrooms, living room, kitchen, bathroom.
If I go downstairs, it's not going to look like a boat.
It is a house, not a boat.
It's sure priced like a house. Over 300,000 bucks to build, 440,000 to buy. But the floating homes of the future could be cheaper.
At a certain time, it will be prefabricated more and more, and then the prices go down.
That's Wim Verkerk of Advin, the company that helped Dura Vermeer engineer its amphibious housing. He says the technology could bring in a tidal wave of cash. With space at a premium in the tiny Netherlands, Dutch developers would love to build on water. The rest of the world is interested, too.
There are several places where big cities are built next to the rivers, and most of the times you have some fluctuation of the water level almost everywhere.
Dura Vermeer just landed a contract to build a floating house on the Thames River in London. Taiwan commissioned a study for typhoon-proof restaurants and galleries in a harbor. And other Dutch architects are getting their feet wet. A firm called Water Studio is designing a floating mosque for Dubai. But Verkerk worries the general public still considers all this a novelty. Not the future.
A lot of people do a bit of laughing about it. It's the same reaction like Noah building the arch.
The arch?
Yes, the arch. Everybody laughed and said, Noah, you're foolish. And that's the same as what's happening now. People laugh until something happens. And then they realize, well.
In the Netherlands, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Check out other Plan B stories and links at marketplace.org. Tomorrow, artificial purchase for the largest omnivore in the Arctic. Our series was produced in conjunction with the Center for Investigative Reporting. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.